This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household, but only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
Me.
Hi. Rising star Joe Ardinger. Joe?
Yes, Don.
You got that website up and running?
In just a second.
Oh, if only you put the time into that you put into your Saturday night Gab Fest.
I can't wait. Are we going to have tape?
Oh, we've got tape.
Good.
We've got tape.
More than you need.
More than I need?
Oh, I don't know.
Really? I specifically didn't listen Saturday night so that I could come in here and listen today.
Yeah. Let's go with that.
That's true. I heard 10 joyous minutes. Uh-huh. 10:45.
You logged 10 minutes?
10:45 to 10:55. Laying in bed.
The home stretch then.
Yeah. Yep. And I was lucky enough to be listening for, you'll hear it momentarily, pretty much Joe's resume.
Oh, okay. All right. Good. Very good. Very good.
Interesting.
Joe waxing nostalgic on, Ron Bennington, for instance. Who knew that he had such a love affair for Ron Bennington?
Right. I had no idea. Yeah. He's never spoken of that.
Yep, it was, it was something, I'll say that. Now, I'll be honest, the word that I used with Rob, it was kind of Gavin-esque.
You mean the timing?
When I heard Joe say stuff like, the audience has already heard this before. If you're in the audience, you want to call in.
Very Joe-esque, I think.
Yes, Buzz, please. Yeah, Joe has no bigger supporter than I.
That's right.
How do you think he got that cheery gig?
Exactly, I know.
Cheery gig.
So did he say at any point, is anyone out there listening?
I don't know. I didn't hear all of it.
Here's what I know. If you love Joe,
yep,
you will love this program.
Okay.
You know how sometimes you taste lemon juice and it tastes like lemon?
Yeah.
This is Joe extract.
Really? This is concentrated Joe?
Yeah, there's a lot of Joe because he's all by himself.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, we've given you plenty of time. We got that thing on the website now?
One more minute.
One more minute
away.
One
more minute. Okay. Well,
exciting new development.
While we have 1 minute to wait.
It would be a mistake to protect America from attack. We'll also include incentives for businesses, including small businesses, to make terrorist communications. Congress needs to provide our intelligence professionals with the instability in the housing and financial markets. In August, Congress passed a bill that strengthened our ability to monitor Minority Leader John Boehner on an economic growth package. While I understand the desire to add provisions from both the left and the right, I ask the House and Senate to undermine this important bipartisan agreement.
All right, as long as we still got time.
Is there any way we could send that music over to the House so that tonight for the State of the Union they could play that during the entire... Because really, it's not getting any play.
It'd be perfect.
I'd love to hear that in back of it the whole time, going out on the mass feed.
It would surely help.
It would be delightful.
And also, it works as great music for the Is Al Molinaro Dead or Alive call of the day.
Oh, we got a call.
You know what I like to call this music? Right. Sex music.
I call it fishing for flesh.
And although this is upbeat music, fun music, funny music, I just can't get over the fact that the phone is not being answered right now.
I'm worried.
The song is called Decomposing. Beethoven's last composition.
Al Molinaro.
Oh, and now it's not even saying, hi, leave a fax.
Beetle food.
Very worried.
Well, that is... That's a bummer. That's a bummer every summer, friends.
Oh, what a shame.
Hello?
Al?
Oh, no, you know what I did? I accidentally picked up a request line.
Oh, I see.
Boy, did you get us excited.
Oh, my God, did he sound youthful.
I pushed the kill button, it went right to the first line that was
He sounded
open.
Miraculously young.
That has happened before. Sometimes this fax machine picks up, sometimes it doesn't. This is the magic of Molinaro.
Hey, Don and Mike Show, hello.
Hello, fellas. Calling in about the Joe Show. Hey, look, he didn't do a bad job, but it didn't take him but 20 minutes to put in a Grease Man reference. I distinctly heard blower activate.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Oh, that's okay. What do you always say about radio?
If you, that's where I was going with this. Oh, hold
on. If you steal from me, you've stolen from the best.
So, I forgot where I was going with this.
That's got that awful MP3 sound to it. We've got,
hate
we've,
that sound.
We have the we have the clean, pure
oh,
Joe Masterton.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Good.
Joe?
Yes, Don.
Is it up, buddy?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yay.
Buzz? Sadly, Don, WJFK doesn't make it to my house.
Would you be a love and go to DonandMikeWebsite.com?
Oh, sure.
A little picture for everyone to start the show today. If you'll flip that around so Mike can see it. This is a picture of our fantastic retarded leader, Michael Hughes. And he's in that polar bear jump in the Chesapeake Bay thing on the coldest day of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And
well, he lives down around those parts. He lives on the beach.
In the North Pole.
Just have a very tiny picture of it. I don't know if I can blow that up or not.
Is that him with the T-shirt on?
Yes,
it is.
A wet T-shirt.
Sexy.
Didn't you always want to see him in a wet T-shirt?
I like to say that he's running into the arms of the guy with the hairy back.
That's what it looks like. It really does look like that.
Here, for your edification, Mike, here's a larger picture.
Ah, good.
Of that. And then here's the one really we should have put up.
Oh, look how happy he is.
Joe, put the other one up, because the other one is more of a shot just of... Don't you think we should put that one on the front page of
the
website?
That's the one that really shows his incredibly muscular body. And nice to see that he's promoting the radio station.
Can the size of your breasts tell you something critical about your health?
Yes.
There he is.
Anyway,
look at how self-satisfied he looks.
Well, sure.
Looks like he's writing his demo, too.
If you want to be inspired, if you want to see what a true leader look like.
Who's the older guy? Who do you think the older guy is in this picture? The guy in the foreground or the guy in the background?
Foreground.
Hard to tell, isn't it?
Foreground.
The amazing thing is when he got in the Chesapeake Bay, it got 2 degrees colder. What causes this?
He's Michael Hughes, and he's
yes,
got a.
He is.
Did somebody carry him into the water?
He's got a swimming cap on.
No, because really, when you're going to do that, you have to make that decision as to whether you're going to take the plunge or not.
All right.
And I would imagine that someone had to push him. That's just a thought.
It's possible. You know,
just a thought that maybe somebody had to give him a little push.
Anyway, he's real handsome. It's some nice gay porn we've got up on the
lovely swimming cap, too.
DonandMikeWebsite.com.
See, that was chilly.
Start the show, I guess.
That answer is true.
The Don and Mike Show.
For you, Joe.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
When you get high.
Well.
Still milking it.
Oh. Milking it like a biatch. Yeah. Ugh.
I can't believe it. These guys are fags.
Hey.
These kids are fags.
Hey.
I can't believe it. No.
Hey. Don't call it.
What is he, a faggot?
That is so true, Dick.
Why men's rules?
That answer is false.
Why? Why do you favor rape?
That answer is true.
Hi, Joe.
I like rape.
You
I warn people about Ambien. I almost drove off a cliff.
Hey, way to go, Jack.
Yeah. That was funny.
You think so?
You're awful funny, aren't you?
Yeah.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz?
That was not funny.
Was
don't
hard.
You stop laughing. That ain't like funny.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Are there buzzes around?
Yeah,
I knew you were here.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
All right, a little quiet for Super Jock.
All right, this would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Cut the jibber jabber.
Hey, the knife
open? What? No, what?
I had a dream last night.
Look. The key for me is to keep expectations low.
What about the vagina?
Why?
The only thing I can tell you is that when I speak,
I'm very conscious about the audiences that are listening to my words.
Suck on that, losers.
If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Like rape.
All right, hi, Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
And hey, hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome back to the show.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome. Well, hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello. Yes,
Don and Mike show. Hi, hi, hi.
Hi.
Hi, hi.
Hey, hey, hey.
Welcome to our show.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Meryl.
Hey, how's your old tomato?
Wow.
Don and Mike show. Hope you had a non-bogus weekend.
Because if your weekend was bogus, then your friend's weekend was probably bogus, too.
You are keying into my Saturday night.
Wow. Oh. You had a bogus Saturday night?
No, it was on Cinemax, High Def, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Great movie. The best. Mm-hmm. Still holds up, too.
Yep. The five rules.
I mean, it's dated now. It's been dated for about 10 years.
First.
But it holds up.
Wherever you are, that's the place to be.
Isn't this great?
And fifth, and most importantly, Led Zeppelin 4.
Yes. Is it Led? Yeah.
Side 2. And then the next scene is Kashmir.
Hey, Rad, I noticed you left your wallet. Here's your wallet at the Der Wiener. What was the name of the place? I forgot the name of the place with the big German waitress.
I don't think they ever give the name, but I watched in beautiful high detail all of the stuff at All American Burger.
Oh, the greatest!
The sign where Brad's got his face on the wall.
Eat big Harry.
Yeah.
And he's cleaning it off, talking about how he's a single successful guy.
Yeah. Hope you had a hell of a piss, Arnold.
Hey, we came over to help you with the math homework.
Lawrence Fishburne, the great Lawrence Fishburne, walks up to Damone in the mall. You got Earth, Wind, and Fire? Sure.
Forrest Whitaker.
Is that? I said that, didn't I?
You said Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh. Well, Mike, you know, they all look the same. All of my favorite Negro actors look the same.
No, you're right. It's Forrest
so
Whitaker.
Long ago, though.
Forrest Whitaker with the crazy eye. Yes. Yeah, his name in the movie, I think, is Charles Johnson, because Damone's like, Charles Johnson? Yes, I'll write you down, too.
What do they say? I hear they just fly him in for games. That is the best.
Pretty grand. Well, hi, everybody. Hope you had a good weekend. Let me see. Al Molinaro, still DOA.
It's a shame.
Got the Joe Ardinger show. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, I have a question for Buzz.
I'll do my best, sir.
Yeah, Buzz, of the two Brokeback Mountain Cowboys, is the gay community glad that Heath died, or would they rather have the other guy die?
Oh, I don't think they're happy about either one. I don't think they'd be happy about either one.
What kind of dumbass call is this?
What a horrible question. What a horrible question that is.
See, it's just a question. If they had to pick one, which one would they
want to off? Yes. Well, it's still a stupid question, even when you rephrase it.
By his question, he's trying to imply that I would know how the gay community feels about
it. I think he's setting you up, Buzz.
Oh, well, obviously.
He's setting you up because if you answered in the affirmative for either Jake Gyllenhaal, who's not as talented as his sister, or Heath Ledger.
Or as good looking as his sister.
We're all just sick about it, sir.
Maggie.
So
and her breasts.
Magpie.
Gay or
she
straight.
Does a lot of nudity, you know, in movies. Have you seen her naked?
Yeah, there's a reason she does a lot of nudity in movies.
Margaret Gyllenhaal.
She's one of those girls that takes her shirt off at a moment's notice, and you go, okay, all right, put it back on.
No. I'm sorry, which
she takes her shirt off, and everybody goes, who wants some flapjacks right now?
They have the shirt, you go, you're like, might as well be in Mr. Woodcock's class. A bunch of 13-year-old boys.
Actually, she takes her shirt off. Looks like Michael Hughes getting out of the water.
Man, I'm very proud of myself. I did not succumb to temptation and did not rent Mr. Woodcock this weekend.
Congratulations.
Good for you.
How about that? Ain't that something? Ain't I the man? And there was no football on.
That's right.
No football on was killing me.
I watched a dandy this weekend besides the one I told you about in the theater.
You took your kids to see Alvin the Chipmunks.
Then I needed my grown-up fix, so I watched Russell Crowe in 310 to Yuma. with Christian Bale, and it's two guys, one from Australia, mm-hmm. one from England, both doing the Wild Wild West accents, and I figured out how they do it.
How?
This is how British actors and Australian actors do accents from the Old West.
Oh, good.
They mumble. They mumble. They mumble all their lines like that. And if they're not mumbling, they whisper. They're whispering. I've always told my son I wanted to. Is that really true? That's what I'm always saying. So, I am not deaf. I am not deaf. But I'm having trouble hearing the... I'm having trouble hearing the soundtrack. Uh-huh.
Well, cowpoke, the problem is that you got yourself an actor from down under.
That's the problem. And in order to mask whatever trace of British or Australian accent you hear...
Well, that's also Russell Crowe in a...
That's
in
Russell Crowe, yes.
In American Gangster. Mm-hmm.
But Christian Bale, who is wonderful in American Psycho, because he belts out that, you know, that New York upper crust accent, but this one was kind of like... My goodness.
Oh, really?
But then, and then, because it's a Western, mm-hmm. they're shooting. And every time the shooting would come on, Carla would say, turn it down.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And so I think, okay, I'll turn it down. Or the stagecoach would be racing through.
Well, you know what you need? You need that thing from TV for old people where they have the old guy who has, like, the IMAX headphones on that lets it go as loud as he wants while the wife, you know, the incontinent wife lays next to him and says, you know, now my deaf husband can turn the TV on as loud as he likes.
Or the old guy we saw down in Florida in the movie theater that had the LED on his head.
Oh, the personal ear thing?
I don't know what it was, but it looked like we were looking at somebody from Terminator because down in the third row of the movie theater, all you could see was a flashing LED, and it was on the top of the guy's head.
Wow. I, for whatever reason, I didn't go to church, so I didn't have a chance to go to confession. I will tell you that at the Regal's 20 Cinemas in Sterling, Virginia.
Yeah. You always go there.
If I got a chance and no one's watching and I'm going in a theater that says it's got the thing,
right.
It's got a little knob there, right. And I always reach inside the little box and turn the knob all the way to the left and then close the little box. I've never seen anyone actually wanting
them.
To use
right.
one of these things.
Now, is that like a headphone jack?
I don't know. It's like I believe what it is the master control switch, and they leave it open the way that a business leaves like a thermostat open. It's got the little plastic cover on it,
right.
Which looks like it's locked, but it's really not locked.
Not locked at all.
So when the person puts on whatever device to assist his hearing, he is either not going to hear anything or he's going to be blown completely out of the chair.
Yeah.
You turn it up or down?
Clever.
I always down. Lefty loosey, righty tighty. So
righty would be up, I guess.
To the left would mean that the guy would be going, like Mike was saying,
right.
I can't hear.
Right.
And if you turn it all the way to the right, he would be like, you know, I don't know, Russell Crowe.
Now remember, at the end of Bob Hope's life, all he did was watch television with headphones turned mind-blaringly loud.
Sure, sure. Well, he
Dorothy
hear him.
Dorothy was his wife. She
okay, thank you. You like that? He just kind of fades away on a Monday.
Dot Hope.
Hope.
And he's had his own weekend. He's had his own weekend. Yeah. I got more than one call from him over the weekend.
Okay.
Thank you.
He's a good dad as well. Yes. I'll let you tell him later. He took his son to a birthday party that was like at a low rent Chuck E. Cheese that had Bible verses on the wall. So right next to the big stand up video game where you could either shoot someone with a handgun, a pistol, or an M16. Uh-huh. Right next to it on the wall, he calls me and says, it says real big, thou shalt not kill,
yes.
in big quotation marks.
Missed message, really.
I was confused.
Low-rent Chuck E. Cheese? What possible business could that be?
And then he says to me, did you ever notice that pizza smells like vomit?
Yeah.
And I said,
Parmesan cheese.
Yes,
I said,
you've been at too many kids' places.
It's Parmesan cheese.
That's what it is. And kids.
You put your nose on a piece of Parmesan, it'll be the same thing as putting your nose into a little puddle.
Well,
a late night frat party.
It's true. He wanted to go on about that, and I said, Rob, you got to stop talking to me because, for God's sakes, the next thing that happened would be Monday, and I'll be coming in and saying that my Christmas tree is still up.
What?
Which it is.
Up with decorations?
You have railed for years against people who leave their decorations up.
I know.
Up this
I'm
late.
The biggest dick in the world. I still got the Santa Claus in front of my house. I have two wreaths on my front door.
Uh-huh.
Every bit of Christmas paraphernalia.
Are you still lighting it, though?
Yep.
Now, see, what are you doing?
We actually have a tree on the front porch.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Like a 4-foot fake one that we light that's
right.
still lit. Then inside, we still have the big, gigantic 6-foot one that's lit. And there's another, like, kvitsy, like, pop culture one that's, like, 4 feet tall. that still is lit as well. And
see, lighting it is a whole different story.
Yeah, I had plenty of chances this weekend. I agree, Buzz. Uh-huh. I had plenty of chances when my gal was out running errands, going to her classes, doing stuff. And I actually sat around at one point and thought, really looking at this thing, probably 90 solid minutes of work.
Right.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the fact that I was lazy, because I actually did other stuff around the house.
Okay.
I just, now I'm, it's almost like, the only way I could describe it, Mike, is you've been through this. If you've had 3 or 4 days where you haven't bathed, and you get to that point where you know it's just repulsive, I want to get to the point when I walk through the door and I have to say one of these nights, hopefully still in the month of January, when I walk through the door at night and say, listen, that's it. Tree's coming down tonight.
Okay, you want to go right to the you can't stand it point.
Yeah, but right now
that could go to March.
Yeah. I know, that's crazy, isn't it?
That could go to March.
I know.
That could be post St. Patrick's Day.
I want you to know, if I had gone to someone's house and they had, I would be railing today about the asswipe who I went to his house and he still got his Christmas stuff up.
Right.
Yeah. I do.
Normally, you would,
but I don't turn it on. I don't advertise the fact. I mean, if the lights go on, they'll all say.
Well, now your lights on your house are still on, right? But not
the lights on the bushes,
not your trees.
The little Italian lights, as we used to call them.
Uh-huh.
And does anybody else call them on anymore?
I don't think so.
No.
That's a boy. Those are those little Italian lights, the little white ones. The ones I have hanging on my bushes.
Uh-huh.
Those are still hanging on my bushes,
but not lighting.
And Santa fell on his ass out in the front yard and is lying backwards, and I haven't picked him up.
But inside your home.
My tree is up. I have not brought it up to the attic, but the decorations been removed and stored.
You are just half a step behind me then. Don't worry about it. Rob Spiewak writes, point of order, Mrs. Hope is Dolores.
That's right.
That's sure. Why I said Dot Hope.
Yeah, my apologies. I didn't mean to get it wrong.
Dolores Hope.
That's right. Del.
Okay.
Del Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot, fellas.
Dolores.
Anywho.
So, I forgot where I was going with this.
Exactly. Tree, still up.
So never mind.
That soon. MP3 sound.
Never mind. Let's just get to Joe's show.
All right. Let's do it.
Let's. We got.
I was waiting to come in to hear it. To hear it.
Weekend stuff and everything else. Oh, and Howard Bernstein had a very funny blog about us.
Good.
And some very funny conversation today on Channel 9 as well between him and J.C. Hayward.
Very good.
Wonderful.
About sexy us. Talk?
Yeah, oh, so absolutely.
100%. Sexy tone.
You know what's funny is he showed the picture that he took on TV today. It's on his blog of J.C. Hayward's publicity picture you hung up on the wall.
Oh, my God. Did he get the guy from
21?
No,
not here, but on TV today, it was a wide enough shot that it had the picture of the guy where Rob would lick me, Mike.
Lick me, Mike.
Oh, so dear.
So today at like 12:20, Howard Bernstein's on TV saying, hey, I had a great time with Don and Mike on Friday. J.C. Hayward says, hey, they asked if I was going to retire. I'm not going to retire. He said, yeah, I had a crazy time, J.C. Here's a picture I took of your picture in the studio, and it's bigger than this on the blog. And really, all I saw on TV was the words, lick me, Mike.
Oh, dear.
There we go. Well, that's good. There's really not a lot of porn on my bulletin board other than lick me, Mike, just and Rob me. Wrote it.
And that's just... That those are words, Mike.
Did you write it or did Rob write it?
No, Rob wrote it.
I wrote it.
Just words. And what's the guy's name? What's the actor's picture?
Paul Scofield.
Paul Scofield.
It's this guy.
Well, what have we here?
Hello, Charlie.
Charlie.
Yes, very excited. Yes,
it's
Charlie.
I'm Charlie. Hi, Charlie.
Charlie, I'm an Ivy League professor, Charlie.
Let's have some cake, son.
A nice piece of chocolate cake. A nice... Oh, you have to do Ralph. A nice piece of chocolate cake, Dad.
Charlie.
You haven't heard that one, Rob?
No.
Charlie.
Yes, I do him.
Charlie, my robe is falling to the floor, Charlie.
Might I remove the entire robe, Dad?
Charlie, make love to me as if I were a Martin Landau.
You know, there's nothing I like more than having a piece of chocolate cake and then making love to you, Papa.
Oh.
Charlie, I love you as you continue to kiss me. Just promise me one thing, son.
Yes, I think the answer is Marty.
Ouch. Son.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Dad. I'm large.
What have we here? Don't cheat on TV, boy.
What have we here, Charlie?
What have we here, Charlie?
Look what I've given you, Charlie. Not only Mother's big piece of chocolate cake, but I've also given you myself, Charlie.
Still milking it.
Yep. You bet your ass we are.
That's so, right, Dad.
Joe Arden here is a prodigy.
Yes, he is.
That's what you call a cat like Joe.
You call it like you see it, Don.
A guy who is just, he, you know what he is, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
He's the it guy. He's the Tom Brady of our show.
He is indeed.
He's the guy that just comes in and
the playmaker.
Quietly comes in and throws touchdown passes. He lives the fabulous star-studded life with his model wife, Tracy.
Yeah.
Tracy, baby. What's Jezebel's last name?
Jezebel?
Jezebel, you mean?
What's her name?
Tracy Bunchen.
Bunchen.
Giselle Bunchen.
Oh, that's it.
Giselle.
Yeah, his piece of ass, Tom's piece of ass.
Yes, Charlie. You're right indeed, Charlie.
I'm caught up in all my Super Bowl hype right now, and
sure,
for the next week, everything will be Super Bowl related. So in this regard, Joe is like the Tom Brady of our show.
He is.
No, that's really not true.
What?
You're kidding.
No, Joe is like the
Bobby Brady.
He's like the retarded kid that gets to hold the cord on the sidelines. And
only on one day.
And like when the team is winning like 85-0, the coach says to the retarded boy, you know,
why don't you go up to the press room and grab yourself some barbecued chicken?
Maybe he even says something like call a play, you know, on first and 10. And so the kid says punt, you know. So what?
And it's first down.
They do it. Mm-hmm. They do it because it's that whole rally around, you know.
They love him.
The rally monkey thing.
Yeah, very, very exciting.
So we could not be happier that Joe Ardinger had his very first successful spinoff show Saturday night on WJFK-FM.
Before we do anything, must first offer our congratulations.
Yes.
He deserves it. Absolutely. He deserves everything he's got.
Of course he does.
All hail the incoming king.
Here is King Ardinger.
The beginning of Joe's show.
Coming up now.
From the top.
Wait for it.
With this. Oh, I know what. They came out this week and they said, we're going to give, because the economy is in bad shape, we're going to give everybody some money back. And I think it comes to, oh, hey, $300 for every American. $300. Whoa. Don't spend it all in one place. But what are you going to do with your $300? That's what I want to know. By the way, Matt, did you start the recorder back there? I bet you didn't. But you can start it now. That's fine. Anyway, so what are you going to spend your $300 on? Myself, being married and not as wild as I used to be, the old strippers and coke thing doesn't go the way it used to, the way it would have.
Do we ever hear like the opening where they say this is the Joe Ardinger show?
You mean like production elements?
The orchestra. And
did you have any of that going, Joe?
I had some old CBS television bumpers.
CBS TV Network. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm just playing your master tape here, right? So this is where it starts.
You are.
All right, beautiful. Here we go.
And I can tell you, back in the day, I could have used an extra $300. But what they're hoping you do with your $300 is that you.
Let me skip to the part that I think I heard.
All right,
okay. Joe. Where
you
would
mean
I,
you're going from the beginning to the end?
Where would I find 10:45?
10:45 would be on the second disc.
Second disc? Gotcha. Okay, hold on.
And I don't know how many seconds are on there, but try the last segment.
The last segment, okay. So I want to highlight the part that I heard that I can definitely account for.
Sounds like he's got a guest. Or a caller.
It's a lady. Sounds exciting, Joe. Whatever it is. I'm sorry I missed this part.
I can't. Do you want to go to about -15?
Go to about -15?
I think so.
Here?
Try that.
We're two of the nicest people you could ever want to come through these doors. And also, I want to thank...
Is that about Ron and Fez?
Odd that you would know right away. They are the nicest guys, aren't they?
Well, that happens to be the part that I heard.
Yeah.
That have long since moved...
This is where it sounded to me, and I just turned it on. It sounded like Joe was winning an Oscar. That he was giving an acceptance speech.
You mentioned his resume a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're back.
Hey, we're rocking. 1, 2,
tell your story. About a woman
all together I now.
Know. I come loving. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Steal the show. She ain't exactly pretty.
Now, if you've got one of those great stereos in your car, you're going to want to crank it up here because you're not going to hear this anywhere else.
You can say she got it all.
I like this part.
AC/DC, Whole Lotta Rosie. God, I love that. That's why I'm deaf. That is why every time my wife asks me a question or speaks to me, I can't hear her. The first thing, I answer a question with a question. I say, what? And that's why, because I listen to that music all my life. AC/DC, it's the beast, man. Anyway, so we had our guest, and, you know, we've got Katie Couric. We've got some calls, and I definitely want to take some calls. And I want to thank a lot of people. I just want to take a minute to talk about, I got into radio, I guess, 11 years ago. I started working here at JFK, but before I did that, I did a few years at a radio station, so to speak, a radio station. A cable access radio station, WFCAC, Fairfax County Cable Access. And we, you know, listeners to the Don and Mike Show are familiar with Tom Gavin. And he does a show over there, but we had a great little community over there. And I had a show on Friday nights where I would have local bands in. And we would have so much fun.
Did you know all of this about Joe?
I had no idea.
About our sweet doughy-headed Joe?
I had no idea. I knew he liked barbecued chicken, and he likes to snowboard.
The Rolling Stones.
Yeah, me too.
I'm
and
out.
And licorice.
Hot sauce.
Yeah, licorice, yeah. I didn't know the hot sauce.
Hot sauce is a big thing.
Because we would drink beer and smoke cigarettes and just hang out. It was so college radio. It was so radio of probably the 1970s. And then I managed to get a job here at WJFK. Working overnights playing jazz records. Remember when we used to play cool jazz? And I would sit here before the internet. Excuse me.
Stop.
Why?
I have to ask.
Yeah.
That I was just before he let that burp go, I was saying, he sounds like maybe he was having a little hooch.
Joe, are you drinking?
Well, we've only got 15 minutes left in the show.
Gotcha. Okay, good ear, Mike.
Thank you.
Good ear.
Thank you.
That's for Miller Lite. Anyway, I would sit here and play these jazz records. They wouldn't even allow me to talk, which was fine. I really didn't know how to...
And that's a shame that they wouldn't let you talk.
But you hear a decided difference in the energy level from the beginning of the show to the end of the show.
Where is the guy that's on that tape when we're on the air every day, Mike?
Right.
Right.
We should give him beer every day. Let him get absolutely loaded.
That's what he thinks. But this was before the internet, so when you came in here... You had to bring a stack of books and newspapers and food and stuff that would allow you to stay up for a six-hour shift.
Food.
And sometimes we had the Iron Man shifts where we would go 12 hours. You'd do a double shift. And from there, I moved on to Redskins Radio, and I had a blast working with people like Larry Michael, Jeff Bostic, some of the people from...
This was where it started to get a little deep. I was just laying in bed with Janet. We had the TV was muted, clock radio was on, right. And right then, when he says, "I want to say how great it was working with Larry Michael," that's when I said, "Hey, turn that up, sweetie."
Oh, good. So that's where you came.
Turn
in.
That up. So I, I'm now riveted.
Okay, I am too.
Because as you know, Mike, Joe had a tight relationship with Larry.
I had no idea.
And Jeff Boston.
Let's listen.
Spend it right away. They don't want you to put it in the bank.
Oh, hold on. That's just like about $300. Right, here's the other part.
Back then, we're talking about Dan Rice and the Engineers, Wendell Hall, Chris Owens, people that have moved on since. And then I got a break with the Sports Junkies when they were doing evenings. And the Junkies, working with them was amazing because they were doing syndication gigs.
Now, the whole time I'm listening to this, half my ear I'm listening going, okay, I'm positive in all of this because it's the way that I am. He's going to be saying, and Don and Mike, for God's sakes, for making all this happen. But at this point, my ears perked up a little bit because I thought Joe was going to rave out about J.P. Flame.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
But no, the way that Joe is writing this beautiful Oscar acceptance speech.
This is fascinating.
I had thought that there was a bridge that had been burned there, but apparently that bridge is absolutely strong, Mike.
That's a good thing.
It's all history.
Strong as a rock.
History has been revised.
Very good.
This is the new history.
Okay.
They don't want you to stuff it under your pillow.
That's the $300. That's the money again.
Sorry. Also good, though.
Getting confused.
Not me.
Fascinated. I really am. I'm riveted.
I'm sorry. I remember it like this. I remember it that they would start their show every day. And I loved it. I would listen to it on the way home. It would be just 10 minutes of four guys railing on Joe for picking a bad record.
Yeah.
And I remember Joe was happy
right.
to get away from guys that, well, I mean, and he walked right back into it, I guess, into the guys. It's just we do it a little more finesse.
Well, you don't let him pick records.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
That would be it, right? It'd be like, and now here's the sports junkies. It'd be something like Journey. And right away, you just hear four guys screaming,
Joe, turn it off.
Joe, you're a
what
dummy.
Is that?
Joe, you're an idiot. Yeah.
Shut it off. God, idiot.
Anyway. But now they're friends.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we didn't hear. He was just starting to talk
I'm
about
glad
it.
To hear that.
Let's see what he said.
They want it to stimulate the economy.
That's the same thing.
Sorry, Mike.
It was amazing because they were doing syndication gigs. We did one night where we were on FAN in New York. God, some of the people from back then. Boy, you were talking about Dan Rice and the Engineers, Wendell Hall, Chris Owens, people that have moved on since. And then I got a break with the Sports Junkies when they were doing evenings. And the Junkies, working with them was amazing because they were doing syndication gigs. We did one night where we were on FAN in New York. Just crazy stuff working with them down in Westwood. Those were fun times. And then I got a break working for Don and Mike. So I want to thank everybody along the line. I even want to thank people like Jeremy Coleman and Jim McClure.
Now, Mike, maybe I'm sensitive.
Would that be the only mention of this show?
Yeah.
That's it.
Right before Jeremy Coleman.
Kind of a flyby.
He does a very nice soliloquy on the Junkies and how amazing they are. And then I also want to thank Don and Mike. Oh, yeah, and also Jeremy Coleman.
Homo.
Let's hear that again.
That have
God bless him. I still love him.
They were doing syndication gigs. We did one night where we were on FAN in New York. Just crazy stuff working with them down in Westwood. Those were fun times. And then I got a break working for Don and Mike. So I want to thank everybody along the line. I even want to thank people like Jeremy Coleman and Jim McClure. That have long since moved on. And I want to thank Ron Bennington and Fez Watley because I heard through the grapevine that apparently Ron had talked about me on his show. And I want to tell you that when Ron and Fez were in this here at 10800 in Maine, and then when they actually lived in Fairfax County, it was so much fun having them around and hanging out with them. They were two of the nicest people you could ever want to come through these doors. And also, I want to thank Dubs and Hefe, because those guys, we miss them, and maybe one day they'll be back up here in Fairfax, mm-hmm. but they don't sound like they're having a good time in Florida.
Anybody else,
maybe
Joe?
They can come on back up here, because those guys are a lot of fun as well. So I want to thank everybody along the line throughout my career. I mean, I could tell you some funny stories, but my stories pale in comparison to, like, what Don tells you.
There you go.
You said our name.
The funniest story is maybe when I was a rookie broadcaster doing overnights, and I left a piece of Tupperware in the kitchen sink here at 10800 Main.
Food related.
And I was washing it, and I just figured I'd let some hot water run into it, and I forgot about it and came back 20 minutes later, and the entire kitchen was flooded with 2 inches of water. And it you had to be there. It's pretty funny. Yeah,
that's why Ron Bennington loves you, Joe. That's why Ronnie loves you.
Please.
Son of a bitch.
Now look at that son of
look
a bitch.
That son of a bitch there, Fezzy.
Actually. But, and that was 20 or 30 minutes before the Stern board op was supposed to come in. And back then I was so new, I thought that if the Stern board op saw that the kitchen was totally flooded, that I might get fired or something. But, of course, she could have cared less. Her name was Rita Kessler, and I think she works for – I think she's still working for Shadow Traffic.
That gang gets more of a mention than we do. Let's say hi to the town pump, Rita Kessler. Oh, yeah, and also I got a gig on Don and Mike.
It was a lot of fun as well. But anyway, let's take some calls. Let's have some fun. We got 15 more minutes left, and I promise I'm going to do a couple of Katie Couric's for you. But let's bang out some calls.
What are the Katie Couric edited things?
You know those things he contributes to our show.
Mm-hmm. Kirk, College Park, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, man?
How are you?
I'm doing great. I really enjoyed the alternative paranormal radio.
I'm a big fan of Coast to Coast AM, and I listen to that religiously.
Right.
And it's just nice to hear kind of a home.
Anyway, that's when I turned it off.
Anything happen after that?
Well, the whole show was great.
Well, you turned it up. Wasn't that right at the end when you listened?
I think there's still 5 minutes left.
It's, you know, you just have a weird feeling about it. And I woke up, and there was kind of light in the room. And I turned around, and there was, you
know, enormous.
Let this go.
What?
Let this caller go.
You can stop Robert.
Let that call go?
Yeah.
Let this caller go.
When Israel was in Egypt's land, let my people go.
Go.
I'm here and do this kind of stuff forever.
Is this the call?
The fun as well. But anyway, let's take some calls. Let's have some fun. We got 15.
All right, we'll pick it up here. Rob says keep listening.
We'll do a couple of Katie Couric's for you. But
this guy is a good barometer of the caliber of call that he got.
All right, good.
Very good.
All right, thank you.
Let's bang out some calls. Kurt, College Park, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, man?
How are you?
I'm doing great. I really enjoyed the alternative paranormal radio. I'm a big fan of Coast to Coast AM, and I listen to that religiously.
Right.
It's just nice to hear kind of a homegrown radio, and you know, you're fun to listen to anyway, so I just, you know, I wish you'd stay on the air and do this kind of stuff forever.
Well, I will always entertain that kind of stuff, but I really wanted to hit it hard tonight because I didn't know if I was going to do this again or anything, and the trouble with Coast to Coast is everybody is such a deep believer, you don't even get a chance to kind of throw the ideas out there. Everybody is so heavy and hard, but it's still fascinating.
Yeah.
But, yeah. You know, I thought, like I said, you know, I've never seen the lizard people from the Hollow Earth, but, you know, Barney is good enough for me, because if you've got a purple dinosaur dancing in your living room for over a decade, you know, there's something going on there.
Exactly.
All right, Kurt, thank you.
All right, man.
Bye. Hey. All right, we got a ghost story. Mike.
Yes, this is a good call.
Mechanicsville.
Here it is.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Let me just tell the whole story right now.
Whatever. I don't believe you.
All right.
But go ahead. Burp.
All right. I was like 6 years old. And, I woke up in the middle of the night in my grandparents' house. Really spooky place. You know, you just have a weird feeling about it. And I woke up, and there was kind of light in the room. And I turned around, and there was, you know, a blue orb behind me. It was, like, really freaky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I ended up running out of the room, and I ran into my grandparents' room, and, you know, never went back.
Wait for it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right, I'm waiting.
Never went back?
No.
I'm waiting.
Is that it?
I have another story if you want me to tell that one.
Sure.
Before that, at my grandparents' place, me and my cousin were,
Never mind.
Everybody do the Michigan Ride.
What is this?
Everybody likes the Michigan Ride. Michigan. Every Maine and Jane and Ruth, from Rehawken to Duluth, slide
the right. Warner Brothers Frog.
He's playing this?
No.
Okay.
My loving ride.
That guy was killing me. He was like, I'm hiding in my parents' bathroom and I'm smoking bong hits and I saw a ghost and I got really scared and I ran away. Anyway, you see, when you tell a ghost story, you have to sell it.
Well, then, hey.
I wanted you to get a flavor of the callers, you said.
And you tell me he'll be back on Saturday night?
That's where he left it at the sign-off. Joe, have any details been finalized?
I don't know yet. I mean, I guess so.
No offer yet from the station?
Well, it's my spot, so I guess if I want to do it, I can do it.
Cool.
All right, well.
You know what? I was disappointed.
Well, then, hey.
Joe, I was disappointed. You didn't do your Britney bit.
I know. I didn't get to a couple of things.
Well, there's another. Hey, that's good, though, because leave them wanting more. That's
overstacked.
Right. As far as talking about you guys, if I want to tell some Don and Mike stories, I mean, I've got a bazillion of them. And
yeah, why do that? But why do that? I'm glad Ron is close to you.
And Jeremy Coleman.
Oh, and Jim McClure.
I mentioned you guys, though.
Sure. No, we heard.
Boy, how about that revisionist?
Well, I think when you go in that building, you have to sign something.
What about the revisionist history with you?
I really do believe that there's a release you have to sign.
I disavow any knowledge.
Yes.
Like that.
Acknowledge everybody on the station except for Don and Mike.
When did your time with the Junkies become amazing?
Well, it was just amazing looking back on it. I got to do a lot of different things with them. I didn't say it was a peach.
I always heard a rumor. I didn't know the details because you were involved in the business of it, that you kind of rescued Joe from the Junkies.
That's what the folklore is.
Obviously, Mike, that is nothing more than folklore.
Oh, okay. Because you hear so many rumors. What's that?
That's absolutely true. I didn't speak to those guys for probably the last 3 months that I worked for them.
Wow.
But it was an awesome time. And also, I work with Don and Mike and Jeremy Coleman. Because
the end after that was so fast.
Very quick, yeah.
So quick.
Well, I mean,
I don't know. If I was listening to that, it would be like listening to somebody who was just trying to mention this but not get caught doing it.
Hot potato.
Thinking that maybe it might jeopardize his position there for future shows.
Joe, I'm with you. I wish Ron and Fez still lived in Fairfax County, Virginia.
Well, you liked them.
Sure I did. Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
What's not to like?
I like all these guys you're talking about.
Dan Ryson, Wendell Hall, Jeff Bostick.
Yeah, tell us about your relationship with Jeff Bostick and Larry Michael, please.
I did post games with them for, I guess, 2 seasons.
Describe post games.
After the Redskins games, they would do the 3 hours of callers afterwards. Oh. And we would eat pizza and drink beer every Sunday night.
Did Jeff Bostick ever tell a ghost story?
No, but he lets them out of his ass a few times.
Oh, there you go.
Shock jock.
See, there's that camaraderie. Boy, that's good. All right, Joe. Well, what can I say? But the reviews are in.
Joe, the next time you're on, I give you full permission to tell the story about how you couldn't work with me.
That's a good one, too.
That's a good story.
It is a good story.
There's also another story of when you guys were in New York and they had your show connected to the radio station.
That's a great story. Tell it on your own show.
That's right. Coming up this weekend on the Joe Show.
And Joe mentioned the fact that you and I are acquaintances but not friends.
That was funny.
All right. Well, what can we say? We're very proud of him.
Joe.
There we go.
Very proud of you.
Joey Gump. On the Joe Show, everybody.
That's fantastic stuff. That's quality stuff.
Joe Radio.
A young boy's dream.
Thank you for making.
Can the size of your breasts tell you something critical about your health?
Thank you, sir. That's the button where Scott Shannon used to
for making
live.
A childhood dream come true.
There is one short memo for Mr. Paul Harvey.
For Mr. Ron Bennington.
Simple, sincere, thank you,
thank
sir.
You.
For allowing this broadcast,
Joe Ardinger,
a chance to realize a childhood dream.
To live in Fairfax County, Virginia.
This chair, behind this microphone, and announcing to the world.
I wish Ron and Fez were back.
In for Paul Harvey. Good day.
It was an awesome time with the Junkies. Also, Don and Mike, Jeremy Coleman, Jim McClure. Ron Bennington, I will go down on my knee.
Hello, Larry Michael and Jeff Bostick.
Wendell Hall, I will mention you on the pilot episode
also,
of my program.
The board op for Howard Stern. Uh-huh.
And don't forget about Rita the Pump. Anyway, Joe, I know it doesn't sound like it, but... Well done.
Well done. Congratulations, Joe Ardinger. Yes.
Well done.
A hearty and booming hello.
Congratulations. We will we'll be right back. to try to top that.
That's so I forgot where I was going with this.
You have really set out an impossible task.
That's right, as we try to top that. Try to top the master, Mike.
Go ahead and try.
See if that can happen.
You know, I would have been fine if you burped. You know, I don't need you.
Let's just go to the very end of it. And then we won't be bothered with it. I mean, it won't be a temptation when we come back.
It won't continue to haunt us.
Gave close to $1 billion to gay internet porn sites.
Oh, it's a Katie.
Well, it was Katie Couric stuff. That's very funny stuff that he does.
It is indeed.
Okay, here's the last.
Leave me alone.
Here's the last minute. Last 30 seconds.
Morning, we got the Junkies. Then we've got Big O and Dukes.
He's doing the lineup. Company man.
This is good.
I do know that in a couple of weeks we're going to have a Terps game, which is fine. That means I don't have to come in. So, actually, I'm all for doing this show as long as I don't have to commit. And until they pay me for doing this show, I won't have to commit. Now, that-
oh. Someday.
Thanks for keeping the product pure.
That's a conundrum, and that's a conundrum's a 50-cent word. So, like I said, we'll kill a minute here, and I don't know. What's on this one?
Oh, Katie Couric.
More Katie Couric. Sorry about that. We'll have more of her next time. I've got hundreds of thousands of them. But anyway, everybody, have a good week. Don't forget to listen to the entire lineup of WJFK. WJFK, I'm getting a little tired there. We've got... In the morning, we've got the Junkies, then we've got Big O and Dukes, then we've got Don and Mike, and after Don and Mike, we've got Fader 4, Fader 4 and CD 3. Fader 4 is my favorite programming, clones. But anyway, but finally, at the...
I love it when he's inside, yeah. When the jokes yeah. are inside, don't
way
you, Mike?
Deep inside.
I thought we were getting somewhere here. I thought he's got a big finish here.
Got 20 seconds left.
Station for the longest time, we've finally got a lineup that is consistent without a bunch of breaking up and breaking down. So stay tuned. Everybody shut up and leave.
That was quite an endorsement for the lineup.
A promo in that.
Fader 4. Fader 4 and CD 3. Fader 4 is my favorite programming, clones. But anyway... But finally, at this station for the longest time, we've finally got a lineup that is consistent without a bunch of breaking up and breaking down. So stay tuned. Everybody shut up and leave me alone. I'm going straight to heaven. And we'll see you next week. It's Joe Radio, my fellow Joe Americans.
There you go.
Like the music.
That's very good, Joe. That's outstanding, Private Pyle.
I really don't know if I can go on.
Is that a tape of your radio show in your locker, Private Pyle? Time out. We gotta bend over for the sponsors, Mike.
Our free show's allowed on the air, Private Artinger.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.